warranty, paid by the hour.
Our spring online marketplace is open for business at SharedMedia.com. Now, we've shortened the bidding time to just 4 days, closing the marketplace this Thursday night at 8 o'clock, so start your bids at half a retail price. We've got lots of restaurants, entertainment, health, beauty, pet care, lodging, cleaning, hobbies, and a whole lot more. Place your bids now through this Thursday night at 8 o'clock. Browse the Spring Marketplace online auction at SharedMedia.com.
At First Northern Bank of Wyoming, we're committed to helping our community stay informed and fraud aware. We offer free financial literacy and fraud prevention presentations for schools, senior centers, and local organizations. From spotting scams to building smart financial habits, each presentation is tailored to your group's needs. To schedule a visit or learn more, visit firstnorthern.bank, because an informed community is a safer community. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender, NMLS 402576.
This announcement brought to you by Farmers Co-op Country Store on Coffeen Avenue, home of the Ligursky Sausage Lunch.
Howdy, I'm Jeff Ware from the Sheridan Chapter of the Rocky Mountain Elk Foundation, inviting all y'all to our annual banquet on Saturday, April 11th. For information or tickets, please call or text Stacy at 752-2870 or email SheridanRMEF@gmail.com or go to rmef.org, click on Events, then Wyoming, and sign up.
This is Public Pulse, your information and conversation program, brought to you by First Federal Bank and Trust. You can voice your opinion by calling 672-KROE. That's 672-5763. Now, your host for Public Pulse, Aaron Palmer.
And good morning. Aaron Palmer filling in for Floyd Whiting on News Talk 930 AM, KROE, Public Pulse. And this morning, for the entire hour, we have Dr. Daniel Peterson. Good morning.
Good morning.
Daniel Peterson is a foot and ankle surgeon with the Sheridan Orthopedic Group, which is just up the hill on Fifth Avenue.
That's correct. Yes, sir.
You guys been there forever.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Been there for, I don't know, 50 or more years. That's right.
Quite a long time.
Yeah.
So we were talking before we got on the air. You guys are affiliated with Sheridan Memorial.
That's
so
right.
You guys handle pretty much everything. I mean, we were talking beforehand, you do foot and ankle.
Foot and ankle, yep.
There's other people that do, oh, whatever, shoulder,
shoulders,
wrist, anything.
Yep, you got
any
it,
kind
yep.
of sports type related stuff.
That's right.
Not necessarily sports, but what people would think, oh, well, you know, I have a problem with my wrist or my elbow.
Right, yep. Any, pretty much any joint, except for the spine, but there is a spine clinic that's kind of separate. So yeah, up there we do, you know, any foot and ankle, knee, shoulder, hip, that kind of stuff. So
very good.
Yeah.
I said before we got on the air, I had carpal tunnel surgery yeah. done from you guys
oh,
up
yeah.
there quite a few years, and it worked great.
Good. Good. Yeah.
Really good. I have not had any problems at all. So between you guys and then, like you said, the spine center there, Sheridan Memorial's got the entire body covered as far as orthopedics, right?
There you go. Yep. We sure do. Yep. Got it all covered.
Okay. Well, let's talk specifically about your specialty.
Yeah.
Which is foot and ankle surgery.
Yeah, yeah.
So tell me about that.
Yeah, so that's it. I mean, that's what I focus on. So I did, I don't know if you want me to kind of go into background a little
sure.
bit. Or,
yeah.
Yeah, so I, you know, I went to podiatry school, and that's where we learn about, you know, lower extremity, specifically foot and ankle. And there we, you know, start with, you know, gait and walking and foot positioning. And then from there we learn kind of more, diving deeper into surgery, how to correct the bones, positioning, things like that, and how to get, you know, people back on their feet, keep them moving. And so, yeah, that was my training. It was started out with 4 years of a podiatry school and then did 3 years of a surgical residency. And then after that, did a one-year fellowship in Charcot reconstruction, which is just a kind of a fancy way of saying, you know, really deformed feet, getting those back straight. And then after that, I went to Albuquerque for 5 years, and I practiced over there in a podiatry group. And then as of the last couple of years, I've been up here. So,
very good.
Yeah.
So let me ask you this. Is it are foot and ankle issues?
Yeah.
Are they more of an older person's problem, or is this something that happens throughout somebody's life that it does? You don't necessarily have to be an old dude like me to have problems.
Yeah.
Is that the case?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. I see. young kids all the time, every single day. And it's for different things, you know. So, yeah, I absolutely, you know, I don't have young patients coming in with arthritis or, sure. you know, but I do have young patients that come in with really severe deformities or, you know, birth defects or birth deformities where their feet are really turned in or really turned out. And a lot of times I'll see young kids with skin issues, you know, they might have an ingrown toenail or they might have warts or they might have stepped on something and have small little things going on like that. And so, yeah, it's different for young patients, but I see young patients every day and everything in between, you know, I see those sports injuries of those young athletes trying to make their careers, you know, so ankle sprains or hitting the toe wrong or strains here or breaks in the foot here or there. And then, of course, the older generation, you know, I see more arthritis and things like that, maybe some tumors or things that have developed over a period of time. And so, yeah, it's a wide scope of what I see and what I treat.
I didn't even think about an ingrown toenail.
Oh, yeah.
That's, you know, I mean, duh, it makes sense, but that's just something you don't even think about. Yeah. If I had one, I'd be like, who do I call? You wouldn't know, but you guys take care of that.
That's what we do. Yeah.
So sometimes let's talk about that because my dad had those like his entire life.
Sure.
And it seemed like it was a constant struggle with him. So how do you deal with something like that? Is it surgery? Because that's what ultimately my dad had to do is he had his toenails removed.
Yeah.
And then they kind of put them back on, but they never grew again.
Yeah.
Obviously.
Right.
So what's the broad spectrum of how you deal with that?
Yeah. So for specifically for ingrown nails, yeah, there's times when I will remove part of them, you know, just the edge, remove it permanently and it's gone. Sometimes I'll remove the whole nail if it's all really deformed. And do it permanently so it's gone. And then sometimes, you know, we'll just do it temporary and let it grow back and kind of see what happens. So it really depends on the patient, you know, the health, their health history, and you know, what they're wanting or what their hopes are for that. But that's one thing I see quite a bit of. So
still.
Oh, yeah.
I'll be darned.
Yeah.
Because and it helped my dad for a long time. He was, you know, struggling with that, like I said. And it's painful.
Oh, yeah.
And so I remember him struggling with that. And then he opted to have that surgery.
Right.
And I remember, I think he was laid up for like 3 weeks where he was, you know, he walked still, but it was pretty painful. So he took time off work, this, and this. But after he got over that, it seemed like he was way better off than he was before.
There you go. Yeah, absolutely.
It's good to know. Sports medicine, that you guys deal with that. You said athletes, this, that, and the other. So
yeah,
broken ankles, twisted ankles, all of this, you deal with that as well.
All of it. Yeah, every day. Yeah.
Okay. Well, let's talk about bunions. Okay, you did talk about toe deformities.
Yeah.
A little bit.
Yeah.
Bunions and flat feet.
Yeah.
There's a whole gamut of things. Let's talk about that.
Okay.
This is interesting to me. Sorry.
Sure. So, yeah. No, it's my day to day. So we'll start with bunions. Yeah. So, you know, bunions is where that big toe leans over and sometimes it hits up against the second toe and sometimes it even gets more aggressive hitting the third toe or even the fourth toe. And those toes are kind of going all sorts of different directions. But yeah, so a lot of times with that, my kind of go-to or what I see often just with my patient population is putting that big toe back in a straight position. That usually involves fusing the big toe, putting a plate on there, and it just forces that toe to stay in a straight spot, getting rid of that bump on the outside of the bone. And that really helps patients. You know, they have a lot of pain in that joint. They can't fit into their shoes because their feet are sticking out so far, or they're walking funny, turned and twisted. So that's a pretty common procedure that I do, and it really helps patients to walk better. So.
Let me ask you this. What causes that? I mean, because I know people, you know, you hear things like, well, you know, it's tight shoes.
Tight shoes.
Is that a fallacy or what actually causes, or could it be anything?
Yeah. So I'd say that can be a part of it. Okay. And the predilection for bunions is actually much more so in women than in men. But my thoughts on that, and I think it's pretty generally understood too in the medical community, is it does have a high relationship with ligamentous laxity. So typically females are more ligamentous lax, they have more flexibility. And so in their joints where they have more flexibility, those joints can lean over, or turn over. And so in the big toe, they're more flexible in a lot of cases where that will lean over. And it's just because of increased flexibility in the joints. And so, yes, I think that shoe gear can be a contributor, but I see it much more commonly in females than males where that toe will lean over. And I think it just has more to do with anatomy, honestly. So
we'll be darned. And that's why I asked, because you see people all the time talking about, well, tight sure. shoes. Do. So sure. I didn't know. And it makes sense that that could be a contributing factor, but
right,
not,
yeah.
not the main cause of what's
exactly the issue. Yeah. Yeah.
Makes sense. Okay. Arthritis. What types of arthritis do you, how many types are there?
Yeah. So, I guess there's kind of two different types, primary and secondary, but essentially there's the type of arthritis that you get after beating up bones for a long time. That's kind of one type. There's post-traumatic arthritis where you have an injury and something that causes that cartilage to kind of wear down and wear away. And then there's also different types of autoimmune arthritis and things like that, like rheumatoid or gout. So I guess there's just different variations, different flavors of arthritis. But I see all those in the foot and in the ankle too. We see rheumatoid arthritis where all the toes will kind of sweep in one direction and the bones will kind of wear away, or gouty arthritis in the big toe joint where it gets really puffy and swollen and full of crystals. And then, that post-traumatic arthritis, if you drop something on your foot or if you twist your ankle. So I see lots of different types. So
what, correct me if I'm wrong, but at one point years ago, because grandparents, whatever, you're growing up, they all had arthritis or thought they did.
Right. Yeah.
So basically it was just pop pills and keep going.
Yeah.
And that's not so much the case anymore. There are treatments out there that weren't available, say, 50 years ago.
Sure. Yeah, absolutely. I mean, there's joints that we treat, and we would never have done that previously. For example, the ankle joint, a lot of times when you developed arthritis in the ankle joint, historically, and we still do bracing. I mean, that's very appropriate to stabilize the ankle. So bracing is very reasonable. Of course, there's injections and things like that, but historically, it would just be with severe arthritis. And ankle joint is just fusing the joint, putting the bones in the correct position. There was really no replacement options. And now there is. I'm doing replacements here, ankle joint replacements in my patients. And it's life-changing to be able to have motion in a joint that historically was no motion. You were not able to have any motion to be able to correct it appropriately. So that's been a really neat thing.
I have seen people, and it amazes me where we're at now medically across the board.
Absolutely.
Than where we were 50 years ago.
Oh,
Let's say open heart surgery.
Yeah.
Little things like they would have to take a vein from the person, and they would have to cut your entire leg from your groin clear to your ankle.
Yeah.
And then you have this scar the rest of your life. They don't do that anymore. They make three little tiny incisions and then they pull it out. And it's the same thing with a hip replacement or whatever.
Oh, yeah.
All of these things that are surgical procedures are, I don't want to say they're less invasive, but I guess that's correct.
Yeah, in a way. Yeah, absolutely. And in my world, there's lots of what we call minimally invasive surgery. And
there you go.
And I've kind of transitioned to that in certain aspects and in certain areas and in certain parts. That's the best way to do it, So I'll do minimally invasive hammer toe correction. I can use a small little burr and make a cut in the bone and straighten the toe. Whereas before I did have to make a longer incision, or for, the Achilles tendon and the Achilles, there's small little incisions that we can make and then use devices to access the Achilles or use devices to cut the bones and things like that. That is totally a game changer versus making big, long incisions and having complete exposure. It's the same in the knees and the hips. We use at the hospital, they just introduced the robots, for the knees and hips. And so those guide to be able to make more precise cuts and more precise measurements and angles and things like that to make it a better, a better outcome.
So it's, quote, unquote, less invasive. And then your downtime is significantly reduced because of that.
Right. Yeah. So when I first started practicing, going back to the Achilles tendon, you know, I used to make a big long incision and then have my patients off of that foot for at least a month or more. And then a slow transition in that area of skin just took a long time to heal. So, you know, usually around that 4 month time was when that skin was starting to really heal and to feel better. And now I can use a small little burr, make tiny little poke holes. And within 2 weeks, you know, that skin's healed up and they're back on their feet. So it is quite remarkable. Some aspects have just really made leaps and bounds. And I'm sure it just will continue to go like that. So, right. Yeah.
That's the one thing that scares me more than anything else. I get cramps in my legs, like calves.
Yeah.
And I hear about this all the time with basketball players, athletes, where they rupture that tendon.
Those weekend warriors, right? Like,
oh my God, I can't imagine that.
Oh yeah. 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 I just did one just a few days ago. Yep. Just weekend warrior, you know, putting the Achilles back together. It's pretty wild. So.
Snap.
Oh yeah.
It's gotta be painful.
Oh yeah.
Ouch. Anyway.
Yeah.
All right. Well, we're talking with Dr. Daniel Peterson he's a foot and ankle surgeon with the Sheridan Orthopedic Group. And we're going to take a quick break. We'll come back and we'll talk a little bit more about orthopedic surgery and other stuff.
Sounds good.
We'll be back right after this.
Sheridan, I'm Nicole Pierce.
And I'm Maren Borsheim with First Federal Bank and Trust.
Dreaming about owning your first home?
The Mortgage Rate Relief Program could lower your interest rate by 1.5% below the current market rate with a 30-year fixed rate mortgage.
That means real monthly savings.
It's available to qualifying homebuyers purchasing a primary residence.
Let's see if you qualify.
Funds are limited, so stop in, call us, or visit efirstfederal.bank.
First Federal Bank and Trust. Homeownership just got more affordable. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Did you know there's a gemstone that's almost invisible when placed in water? Legend says it came from the treasure chests of mermaids, and sailors once carried it as a lucky charm to protect them at sea. It's aquamarine. The gemstone for March. With its calming ocean blue color, it's a beautiful way to celebrate a birthday or to welcome spring. Discover unique aquamarine jewelry at Legacy Diamond and Gems, where expert bench jewelers can create the piece that tells your story. Visit 11 North Main in downtown Sheridan.
Hi, David Cox here from Sheridan Honda. Looking for that new car? We got new Hondas on the lot and more arriving daily. We also have a great selection of pre-owned vehicles, fully serviced, ready to go. If your driveway is crowded, we buy cars too. Drive down for a no-obligation offer. Need to get outside and play? Check out our full lineup of Honda and Can-Am Power Sports. And if you are passing through on a Saturday, come play indoor cornhole in the sales building from noon to 5. Let us show how easy it is and fun it is to do business with Sheridan Honda today.
When it comes to orthopedic care, experience matters. At Sheridan Orthopedic Associates, our team of board-certified specialists brings decades of trusted expertise to every diagnosis, treatment, surgery, and recovery plan. From sports injuries to joint replacements, Sheridan Orthopedics offers both surgical and non-surgical care tailored to your needs right here in your community. Choose the team that physicians and families have trusted for generations. Learn more about our team of experts at SheridanOrtho.com. Sheridan Orthopedics, expertise you can count on.
This public service message is presented by BHJ Property Management at 101 South Main.
Howdy, I'm Jeff Ware from the Sheridan chapter of the Rocky Mountain Elk Foundation, inviting all y'all to our annual banquet on Saturday, April 11th. For information or tickets, please call or text Stacy at 752-2870 or email SheridanRMEF@gmail.com or go to rmef.org, click on events, then Wyoming, and sign up.
First Northern Bank's March Mania is back on SheridanMedia.com. This is James the Bookie Timberlake, along with Grant Boom Shakalaka Yuri. We're Sheridan Media's VIPs ready to take on First Northern Bank's defending champ, Chris Herbst, and Whitney Sweeney.
Sign up now. It's free, and you can have a chance to win 3 amazing prizes from Kilpatrick Creations. One for best overall bracket score, a prize for the Savory 16 bracket, and a prize for the Fab Four bracket.
Sign up now on the contest page on SheridanMedia.com.
Public Pulse on News Talk 930 KROE. Aaron Palmer filling in for Floyd Whiting on Public Pulse. This morning we're joined by with, one of the two.
Yeah.
Dr. Daniel Peterson, he's a foot and ankle surgeon specialist with Sheridan Orthopedic here in Sheridan, obviously. Good morning.
Good morning.
We've talked a little bit about foot and ankle issues and the kind of things that you do, but we haven't touched on everything. So we're going to kind of hit those a little bit. If people, let me ask you this, if people have something that they're concerned with, do they just need to get a hold of you?
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, I mean, not you, but I mean the group, orthopedic group, and talk to you about what their options might be.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. I get a lot of patients like that where they come and say, you know, I don't really know if I'm supposed to be here or not, but I just had some questions and concerns about this toe. It's going in a funny direction. It's looking kind of weird. Should I have surgery? Should I wait? And a lot of times it's just reassurance and saying, you know, that's okay if the position's okay. And if you're not having wounds or problems walking, let's just kind of monitor and things like that. But yeah, absolutely. Anybody can call in into the office and just kind of, if you want to talk about, you know, why your toe looks so weird or what that spot looks like or what's that for, absolutely. Just call and go. Just
call the office and say, hey, I have a problem with insert body part here, and they can direct you.
Exactly.
Direct them where they need to go. Okay.
Yeah.
Good. We talked about deformities, bunions, arthritis, flat feet.
Yeah.
What exactly is that and why is it a problem?
Yeah. So flat feet or where that arch falls down.
Okay.
So the foot kind of has a natural arch to it. And so as that, sometimes it is congenital, you know, meaning that you're born with that ligamentous laxity we talked about earlier, where those ligaments are loose and those bones just kind of don't stay in the right spot. So the arch will kind of fall down. And so naturally we kind of walk on the outside part of our foot. That's where we're supposed to put all of our weight. But when our weight goes to the inside part of the foot, then we can start to have issues, you know, namely arthritis. Sometimes those bones put a lot of pressure on the skin and can cause wounds. And then sometimes it's the position of our feet. You know, our feet are turned out and we're putting too much weight on the inside. So correcting that foot position can go a long ways to help improve walking, improve pain, things like that.
Okay.
So, yeah.
So there are surgical issues, or surgical, what's the word I'm looking for? Surgical procedures that can help.
Yeah.
That's not necessarily where you need to go. And there are other ways, I'm assuming, to deal with that before surgery becomes necessary. Correct.
Right. Yeah. So okay. I see a lot of young patients, and I, you know, very cautious and careful about doing anything surgical in them. So a lot of times it's, you know, teaching the parents, you know, appropriate stretching exercises for tight ligaments, or, you know, bracing or the appropriate shoes, things to kind of help the feet naturally go back into the right position, orthotics, things you can put inside of the shoes to kind of get the feet in the right positions, maybe adjusting activities, things like that. And then eventually, if those things don't work, then absolutely there are ways to kind of correct those, put the bones back where they're supposed to be.
Okay. So you touched on this tendon.
Yes.
That's causing this issue. So let's talk a little bit more about tendon problems. That's just one tendon problem.
Right, yeah. Okay. Yeah, so there's lots of different tendons. The Achilles tendon seems to be a pretty big one, you know. The Achilles tendon, as it comes down to the bottom of the foot, is called the plantar fascia, and you've probably heard of plantar fasciitis, and that's a little bit different than a tendon, but it's kind of on the same vein where, you know, it pulls and it's pulling off of that place where it inserts onto the heel, and it can be really painful too. There are tendons on the top of the feet, you know, especially the ones that go to the toes. And those are what kind of cause the toes to go different directions. If some pull too hard or if your foot turns out a little bit funny, you can have those toes kind of veer off in different ways. And so, yeah, tendons, sometimes we will lengthen those tendons. You know, sometimes I'll have patients come in with really tight calves or tight Achilles, and they'll be walking on their tiptoes. And so sometimes the best thing is to lengthen that tendon to get their to be able so that their foot can come back up and have a normal kind of heel to toe walking pattern. So yeah, there's lots of different tendon stuff that I see.
Wow. But not necessarily surgery. There are other ways to.
Oh yeah, absolutely. Sometimes stretching is appropriate. And like I said, a lot of times just getting into the right shoe can go a long ways.
So if there's a patient out there that might be having an issue and scared that, you know, I don't want to do surgery, it's not necessarily going to go directly to that.
Oh yeah. No, I mean, a large majority of the patients that I see, it's just teaching them, no, we don't need surgery for this. Let's get you into the right shoe. Let's get you into the right brace. Let's get you into a physical therapist that can really work on that tight calf or really work on this weak muscle.
Gotcha. Okay. Fractures. I'm sure you see those.
Oh, yeah.
What types? You see every kind of fracture imaginable. So what exactly? Is it mostly younger people like you were saying, like the athletes, high school, college athletes, or is it across the board? You see this all the time.
Yeah, it's pretty much across the board. You know, we see older patients, you know, that have what we call poor bone density fractures, you know, and so their bones will just break because they've become brittle over time. But then absolutely you have your athletes that were doing, you know, that weekend warrior basketball and they twisted it and their ankle breaks. And so putting the bones back together. And then we also have, you know, kids that, for whatever reason, they decide it would be a good idea to jump off this high, you know, wall or this high building and twist their foot or break, you know. So, yeah,
it's all Superman and jump off the barn type thing.
Yes, right. Yes. So it's all over the board. Yeah.
Funny. Yeah, it's all right. Luckily, I had a lot of my friends pulled stupid stuff like that when we were growing up, and they didn't get hurt too bad. So,
yeah.
But yeah, it does happen. It does happen. Yeah. Okay. You said with the group for how many years?
Now? Yeah, for just over 2 years now.
Okay.
So, yeah.
And obviously you're still there, so you're happy, I guess, with the group. And I mean, tell me about that. How's that worked out for you and for them?
Yeah, you know, it's been really great. So I came from most recently from Albuquerque. And I was in a large podiatry group there, and I was looking for kind of a new and different opportunity. And so I called lots of different orthopedic groups, and here in Sheridan, you know, they were willing to kind of listen and ultimately give me an opportunity to come here. And yeah, it's been really great. You know, I feel like I can fill a need that's been in here in this community, you know, because a lot of these kind of more complex foot and ankle injuries or deformities, they were kind of leaving to go other places to kind of get those figured out. But now that I'm here, I feel like I can really help and do that. You know, it's actually kind of cool. I'm actually the first fellowship trained podiatrist in the state of Wyoming here. And so it's been a really unique opportunity to kind of have that expertise and to come here and to be able to treat patients here. So
correct me if I'm wrong, but from what I've seen as just a patient.
Yeah.
And we talked a little bit about this before we went on the air, that the Sheridan Orthopedic Group and the Sheridan Spine Center are all part of Sheridan Memorial Hospital. You have everything covered as far as, you know, every part of the body.
Right.
But to me, it seems like this is kind of a really cool thing for a town the size of Sheridan to have. Am I wrong?
It's great to kind of come together and to pool our resources,
right?
So to speak. So, yeah, recently the hospital has acquired the Sheridan Orthopedic Group, and then they've also, you know, developed or made that the new spine clinic that's within the hospital itself. So that's within the hospital, and the Sheridan Orthopedic Group is actually a separate building because we had been separate for a long time, ever. But now, yeah, forever. Right. And so, but now we're together. We're just in a separate building that's just down the road. But yeah, it's really great to be able to pool our resources. You know, we have better ability to communicate with doctors that are in the hospital. We also have changed, you know, the electronic medical record system so that we're all kind of on the same system, better communication, better resources. And it's been overall really great. Positive change for the community and our patients.
And again, Sheridan being the size of that it is and having that resource is not, it's not common for a city this size or town to have those kind of resources, is it?
Right. Yeah. No, it's, you know, a lot of times orthopedic groups want to be separate. They kind of want to do things differently or separately. And so, yeah, this has been a really unique opportunity for us to conglomerate and to get together and to converse and to be on the same page. So it's really great situation.
Okay. Well, on that note, I wanted to talk a little bit about the Billings Clinic
Okay.
And you guys' recent, at least looking into the possibility. It's not happened yet, but it's on the board. We'll talk about that. We're going to take a break. We'll come back and we'll get into that. We're talking with Dr. Daniel Peterson, foot and ankle surgeon with the Sheridan Orthopedic Group. And we'll be back and talk about the Billings Clinic and the affiliation right after this.
Marin, everyone keeps asking, are rates ever going to help buyers?
Actually, yes. I'm Marin Borsheim.
And I'm Nicole Pierce with First Federal Bank and Trust.
Our mortgage rate relief program may lower your mortgage rate up to 1.5% below the current market rate with a 30-year fixed-rate mortgage.
That can make a big difference in monthly payments.
If you're buying your primary home, you may qualify.
Funds are limited, so call us today or visit efirstfederal.bank.
First Federal Bank and Trust. Let's get you into your home. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
We're chatting with Shan Foster with All Around Canine Training and Country Pet Inn about the complex world of protection dogs.
Protection in the dog training world is a little different than what most people think of. There's different levels of protection.
Every dog is unique. Every person's unique. The needs are all over the place. So one of the things you work on is matching that up.
Correct, yes. If it's a family protection dog versus a single person protection dog, very, very, very important to match the right kind of dog in the right environment as well as with the right type of personality.
One of the great things about working with you would be you know that it's going to be the appropriate level and it's going to be the appropriate price.
You see a lot of organizations where the prices are insane. I like to keep prices that they seem, it makes sense to you.
Right.
It kind of a thing.
So anytime you see a blanket price that seems too high,
I would be alerted to that. That would be a red flag to me.
Make sure you're getting the right level of protection for the right price. Find out more at allaroundcanine.com.
Paid for by Brent Bean for Governor.
Save big on everything at Menards. We're your destination for everything electrical. Whether you're trying to create the perfect ambience with a stylish new dimmer or seeking the right USB outlet to charge your mobile devices, Menards carries a wide selection of dimmers, switches, and outlets from Legrand to fit your everyday needs. Save big money on products from Legrand at Menards. Plus, check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for more great deals happening now.
Save big.
Doug, I need service, but I can't leave work.
No problem.
My car's at home?
Still no problem.
Wait, how so?
Waring Chevrolet offers free pickup and delivery within 10 miles, Bob.
You can come get my car?
Service it and bring it back.
Wow, that's convenient.
Oil changes, brakes, diagnostics, tires, the works.
Service without leaving my desk.
The Waring way.
The kind that keeps people coming back.
Schedule at WaringSheridan.com or at 674-6419.
Before there was a Frackleton's restaurant, this building was home to Dr. Frackleton, the sagebrush dentist who patched up cowboys, Native American chiefs, and anybody tough enough to sit still. No frills, no shortcuts, just steady hands and work done right. That same Frackleton spirit lives on today. Good food prepared with care, well-poured drinks, friendly service, and world-class cuisine. Frackleton's, Main Street, downtown Sheridan.
Welcome back to Public Pulse, 9:30 a.m. News Talk, 9:30 a.m. KROE. Aaron Palmer filling in for Floyd Whiting. And joining me this morning is Dr. Daniel Peterson. He is the foot and the or one of?
Yes, I am. There is another podiatrist in town, so okay. I'm not the only one as of right now.
But the only one at Sheridan North.
The only one at Sheridan North.
Okay, gotcha.
Yeah.
So the only foot and ankle specialist surgeon at Sheridan Orthopedic. And we've been talking about the kind of things that you do, the kind of things that you treat, and anything from arthritis, bunions, flat feet, to injuries. And the gamut is, it can be physical therapy, new shoes, to full-on surgery. There's not any one specific thing that you concentrate on. It just depends on the situation.
Right.
But you have this whole gamut of things that you can do for treatment.
Yeah, that's perfect. Right. That's right.
Before the break, we started talking about I guess my understanding is a possibility that the hospital is looking into of becoming an affiliate with the Billings Clinic in Billings. Is that still in the talking phases, or where are we at with that? Do you know?
Yes. I mean, the exact phase, I guess I'm not exactly sure exactly where we're at with that, but yeah, definitely in the talking phase. And I think in the manner of proceeding forward with that, I think that is assumed at this point. But yeah, the goal of that and kind of the purpose of that is to, again, you know, as we kind of discussed earlier, is pooling resources or trying to improve communication across Billings and here in Sheridan and just trying to provide good patient care.
And as we talked about on one of the breaks, I have been a patient at Billings Clinic. Right. I was completely impressed with everything there. And there again, I've been treated at Sheridan Memorial. Also have no issues at all. I think it's a great facility. And that's why I was kind of excited when I heard this. I'm like, wow, these are two great facilities that are looking at teaming up to become, to make both better. Right. And I was really excited about that. So does that seem to be what the providers are thinking is, wow, this is a great thing?
Yeah, I think for the most part, absolutely. You know, there's always that trepidation about, are things going to change? Is it going to be different? Are we going to still have our scope, or, you know, things like that? But I think the hospital in particular has just done a remarkable job of letting physicians treat patients the way that they feel is appropriate and not really dictating to physicians how they should or shouldn't treat patients. And that's really been, as far as my understanding, the hospital, you know, CEO and Mike McCafferty has really made a huge focus on making sure that each of us is able to treat patients how we feel is appropriate and not letting any, combining with any groups, change the way that we practice. And so I think he's done a really fantastic job of doing that as we've grown here in the community, gotten bigger, and then, as of course, you know, we'll likely be growing bigger and partnering with the Billings Clinic. He's just done a really good job of that.
Let's talk specifically about what does that mean? I mean, okay, you're going to be affiliated.
Right.
Is that going to make it easier for like referrals for like providers in Sheridan to go, okay, well, we have such and such in Billings. Here's, you know, go see them. They're, you know, they're great at whatever they do. Is that kind of what this is about, or are there, what exactly is the benefit to Sheridan Memorial and Billings Clinic for doing this?
Right. So, you know, one way to think of it is just better communication. You know, think of it as opposed to working in different websites. Think of it, you know, trying to get something all on a different website, trying to order something, you know, think of it, we're all on the same website. So we're all going to be on the same page. We'll be able to access previous notes. You know, if you've had surgery up in Billings, you know, we'd be able to access that easier and see that. Whereas now we kind of guess, oh, you've had what surgery? And we just kind of make an educated guess. Of course, we can send faxes and, you know, things like that, but sending referrals will be a lot easier. You know, having knowledge about the different physicians that are there, being able to read their notes, being able to access imaging that's been done up there. So just that communication, I think communication is the number one thing, but then also access to resources. You know, they're a bigger facility, so, you know, different contracts that make it so that we can have better purchasing power, things like that, you know, get things for a better price, for better discounts and things like that, because we're at a bigger, you know, you can get better deals at when you go to Costco and get a big bulk versus, you know, just buying one thing at the store. Same idea, you can get better bulk deals because we're in a bigger group. And so overall, it'll be more affordable for patients and then just better communication. I think that's a really big thing.
To me, this sounds like a win-win for everybody involved.
Right.
You know, like you said, it's going to streamline communication. So instead of having to take, you know, like we both know that when you get a hold of a provider and you have a question about whatever, if they have to get information right. from somebody else, it could be 2 or 3 days before you hear anything back.
Or longer.
With a phone call, right.
Yeah.
So if you have access to everybody's computer records, blah, blah, blah,
right.
it's almost instantaneous.
Right, yeah, exactly. So it's just streamlining communication. I think that's the big takeaway.
Very good.
Yeah.
And we haven't heard anything specific as to when this will happen, if it does.
I think that's to come, more specific details. Okay. But yeah, it's been progressing forward, and I think that's the trajectory right now.
Gotcha. So we're looking for it. We're just not sure when.
Right.
Gotcha. Okay. Makes sense. Let's step back into what you do real quick. You are into foot and ankle surgery. Well,
right.
foot and ankle treatment. Let me put
right.
it that way.
Yes.
So what exactly do you have that you do that's kind of different from what others do?
Sure.
Specifically.
Yeah, so I'd say two really big things that kind of set me apart is one is this idea of external fixation.
That's
so
it. Okay.
Yeah. So there are certain patients that have deformities that are so severe that they're really not able to be corrected in just one single surgery or just with plates and screws that go inside, you know, but rather a big set of metal rings that go on the outside of the patient. And there's wires that cross through the bones and the rings that connect those, well, rings and rods that connect the wires to the patient's foot. So essentially it's holding the foot in a corrected position with rings and wires on the outside part of the foot.
And that makes it so you don't have to go back in surgically and remove anything that you had in there first.
Sometimes that's the case, and sometimes it's the initial surgery. So, you know, if the position is so terrible, then an external fixation can kind of put the foot in a better corrected position, and then later on, going back and adding those plates and screws now that the bones are in the right, you know, the right zip code. And so that's the idea is maybe doing an initial correction with that and then definitive or final correction with those plates and screws after that. And so that's something that I trained specifically in my year fellowship, was doing a lot of external fixation, a lot of deformity correction or what we call Charcot reconstruction. And that just means where the foot, there's numbness or lack of feeling in the foot. And so deformities can become more pronounced, you know, instead of the toe leaning over a little bit, it's leaning over 90 degrees or even further in the wrong direction kind of thing, or the ankle or what, et cetera.
Does that have to do with neuropathy, or could it?
Absolutely, yeah. So okay. when we say the word Charcot, you know, a lot of times that's also, that's essentially neuropathy, you know, it's a lack of feeling. And because of that lack of feeling, the bones start to move and start to do things that they just don't normally do. So absolutely.
And then the patient may not necessarily know that that's getting that bad because they can't feel it.
Yeah, for the majority of patients, they don't really know.
They don't really.
Unless you're checking your feet every single day, you know, you might develop wounds or bones might start to break, or they might start to twist or bend, and you just don't know because you can't feel it. So
when we think of neuropathy, most of us in the general world, we think that that's probably a diabetic thing. Is that necessarily true, or can it be caused from other things as well?
Yeah, it can, but I'd say diabetes, in at least in my world, is the most common way that I see neuropathy. But absolutely, you know, sometimes certain vitamin deficiencies, not as common. Sometimes, you know, alcohol abuse can cause it. Sometimes even just advanced age, you know, our nerves kind of get worn out, and so age can cause it. And then sometimes we just don't know why. You know, some people just have lack of sensation, and there's just not a good reason.
And I've heard that it can affect your hands as well as your feet.
Right.
But that seems to be less common.
Yeah, so the feet are the most impacted by neuropathy, no doubt. But yes, absolutely, it can affect the hands as well. And sometimes we'll see the hands along with the feet, but almost always we see the feet that are first affected.
What can be done about that? Because I've heard and read that neuropathy, once you have it, it's kind of just there.
Right.
You're just
dealing
with it. Is that the case, or is there anything that can be done to slow it down or cure it?
Yeah, neuropathy is hard. It's hard because there are some things that can help You know, sometimes there are surgeries even that can relieve the nerves if there's pressure on them. Sometimes there are medications that can kind of help to calm the nerves down. Sometimes there are topical, you know, nerve stimulators that can also calm the nerves down. So there are some things that anecdotally can help, but in general, there's not necessarily a cure for neuropathy, but there are some things we can do that can help. But yeah, unfortunately, that's one of those tricky diagnoses that we say we can helpfully make it a little bit better, but taking it away is tough to do.
And there are other things other than numbness, especially like in feet with neuropathy.
Right.
My understanding is that there's burning, there could be tingling, there's
right.
all kinds of things that
right.
quote unquote fall under that umbrella of neuropathy. So
right.
that's kind of what you're talking about as far as the topical stuff goes, that can take maybe that burning sensation
right.
or that kind of stuff away. So at least people are having to not deal with that aspect of it, even
right.
though they might be getting, you know, numbness in their feet, they may not have that pain or burning sensation as much.
Right. Yeah. So a lot of neuropathy treatment is kind of getting rid of an aspect of it or a part of it, you know, maybe not being able to go to bed at night or waking up with the feet numb and tingling in the morning. So there are things to help with some aspects of it, but yeah, to get rid of it entirely, that is hard.
How dangerous is that? I mean, if there's people out there that are dealing with this and thinking, well, it's not that big of a deal. Is it really something that needs to be addressed, looked at by a professional? Is
yeah.
it something that people should be concerned with?
Yeah, yeah, it is a big deal. You know, sometimes I'll have patients with neuropathy come in and say, hey, you know, I didn't know, but my dog was barking at me and I felt, you know, I felt like I should come in. Or, hey, my sister keeps bugging me and telling me that I should come in and have my feet checked, and so I'm here. And then I'll look at it and they've got an ulcer or a wound on the bottom of their feet. And sometimes those can get infected. And if they get infected, sometimes there's way to salvage it or to cut out the infection. And sometimes there's not. And it does end up in amputation or, you know, and that can be a life affecting
sure.
thing. So.
Sure. It's not necessarily, yeah, it's not necessarily that you may, excuse me, you know, maybe life. What's the word I'm looking for? Ending.
Right.
But
yeah.
It's still, you lose a limb.
Right.
You're going to have to go through therapy. You're going to have
yeah.
to, you know, a wheelchair or some kind of a,
right.
a prosthetic or something.
Right.
So you're going to have issues if it's not taken care of.
You will.
That's the thing that you're kind of concerned with. There's
yeah.
those ulcers that people are not aware that they even have. So, and like my doctor tells me, you check your feet.
Yeah.
You know,
right.
daily check it.
Right.
You know, every aspect, which most people do. Some people don't.
Right.
So that's the issue, is that once you get those ulcers or those sores, that's kind of, like you said, a bad thing.
It's a bad thing. Yeah. It's a bad thing. There are statistics and things like that I won't get into, but just in general, it's a bad thing. And it can certainly lead to infection, hospitalization, and ultimately, like I said, sometimes even amputation.
Crazy. That, I think, I used to hate going to the doctor, okay?
yeah.
And I had surgery years ago, long story. But I was scared, literally, to go see a doctor for a checkup.
Sure.
Just, I would walk in and my blood pressure would go through the roof. So they used to call, what did they call that, white coat syndrome?
Yeah, oh yeah.
Where,
yeah.
you know, your blood pressure goes through yeah. the roof. Anyway. So my doctors knew that. They'd take my blood pressure, and then 15 minutes later, after talking to me, I was fine. But anyway, I went in, I had surgery, blah, blah, blah. So now I'm at the point where I don't even care. It's like, wait a minute, you've already, you know, gutted me like a fish. The only thing you can do is, you know, cut a limb off or kill me. That's it. You know, I'm not even worried about it anymore. But it's funny how your point changes after you go through, you know, something like that, like a major surgery or something like that. It's
yeah.
crazy.
Yeah.
But anyway, okay, let's talk a little bit about the orthopedic group in general before we've got a couple minutes here.
Sure. Yeah.
Okay. Tell me about the group. What kind of things do you, said earlier that you cover everything, but let's
right,
talk a
yeah.
little bit about what you guys actually offer. What kind of things do you work on?
Yeah. So I'd say, you know, the most common or a very frequently done procedure is total hips and total knees. You know, that's kind of the bread and butter, I guess you can say, of the practice. So that's pretty common. But also, you know, shoulder replacements is very common. You know, elbows, wrists. You had mentioned carpal tunnel,
rotator cuffs.
Absolutely. Yep. And then, of course, you know, my world of foot and ankle. So any fractures, breaks, sprains, things like that. And so, yeah, any big joint of the body or and small joints typically is kind of what we do.
Okay. So again, if there are people out there that are concerned, they can call and ask questions. You guys are more than willing to talk to whomever.
Right.
A lot of people get referrals from their regular doctor or whatever to go, hey, look, we'll talk to these people and see what's going on.
Right.
But they can call directly.
Yes. Yes, absolutely. Yeah. As far as I'm aware, there's not a need for a referral. You can call directly to the office and make an appointment for yourself.
Okay. And come in and see what's going on.
And yep.
Okay. Very good. I think we're done. That'll pretty much do it. We're talking with Dr. Daniel Peterson. He's a foot and ankle surgeon and, well, foot and ankle specialist.
Yeah.
That also does surgery.
Right.
At the Sheridan Orthopedic Group on just off West 5th Street up by the
It's high 1050 Midland, but yeah, Midland. Just off of, 5th Street.
Gotcha. Okay. Thank you so much for joining us. It was an interesting conversation.
Thank you very much. I appreciate it.
That'll do it for today's Public Pulse, 930 AM KROE. We'll see you next time.
First Home, feeling overwhelmed?
I'm Maren Borsheim.
And I'm Nicole Pierce with First Federal Bank and Trust.
Our mortgage rate relief program may lower your mortgage rate up to 1.5% below the current market rate with a 30-year fixed rate mortgage.
That could mean hundreds saved every month.
If you meet income guidelines, you may qualify to buy your primary residence.
Let's make it simple.
Call us or visit efirstfederal.bank today for all the details.
First Federal Bank and Trust. We're with you every step home. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
She keeps it buttered up with a whole lot of love. My baby makes me gravy all fiddle.
Dubbed the keeper of the true country flame, Dale Watson and his Lone Stars bring their signature honky-tonk sound to the Wild Theater Thursday, March 26th at 7 p.m.
Persistent armadillos till the dying day. All dawn.
Known for his deep baritone voice, sharp wit, and dedication to authentic country music, Watson blends original songs with classic favorites in a performance that's equal parts heartfelt and high energy. Dale Watson and his Lone Stars, Thursday, March 26th, 7 p.m. Get your tickets for this boot-stomping night of pure Texas country at the Wild Theater box office or online at wildtheater.com. In Wyoming, trust isn't given, it's earned. At Midas Tire and Auto, you'll find trusted hometown service backed by ASE-certified technicians who do the job right. From brakes, alignments, and suspension work to engine diagnostics, starters, exhaust systems, batteries, oil changes, cooling systems, tires, and fluids, Midas will fix it right the first time with thorough inspections and straight answers. Save $100 off a set of 4 select tires through March. Midas Tire and Auto in Sheridan. Friendly, thorough, and trusted.
Big dealerships have big budgets for big advertising, but the truth is that major sponsorships cost big bucks. Here at Prime Rate Motors, we choose to sponsor our local youth and local worthwhile programs, all the while passing that savings on to you, our customer. We are locally owned with the same ownership and management for over 40 years. If we don't have what you need, we'll find it, and we'll stand behind it after the sale, because we live here, we work here, and we raise our families here. Prime Rate Motors, 2305 Coffeen Avenue.
Hey, it's Sean Hannity, and this is News Talk 930 KROE.